This is my challenge for you today. That's a pen. I know some of us have forgot what it's for. Somebody hold up a piece of paper. Right there, you got paper. Hold it up, hold it up, hold it up, hold it. Gosh dang, marry that pen with this piece of paper. How many of you have children? Raise your hand. How many of you have a wife? Raise your hand.
What?
Or a significant other, not a wife. Husband. Some of you love. Okay, so that pretty much gets all of you. Here's my challenge. If I ask you if you'll accept the challenge, raise your hand. Because if you don't, I'm going to track you down. And listen, we're good at tracking people. Trust me on that. So I want to know before I give you the challenge if you'll do it. Raise your hand. I can't say, no, I'm kind of blind. My glasses are over there. Could you raise them real high? So I'd get a real, high. So if you haven't raised your hand yet, I can't go on until you raise your hand. So I want you to think about this. 23 years ago, I started speaking in the schools. And I was so arrogant still, I said, man, if you write a letter to your mom and dad or somebody you love and they don't respond with a positive, I'll give you $100. I got one girl that called me. Dave, my dad didn't say anything, but my mom did. I said, well, you wrote a terrible letter. Send it to me. That's before email. She sent it to me. I got halfway through the letter, I'm bawling. It's phenomenal. I said, give it another week, you'll say something. You never did. She called me last year and said, can you go to Afghanistan and bring my dad home? I said, did he get hit? What's going on? He was killed. So I flew over. And as I got there, a two-star general walked up to me and he said, are you here? Yes. Come into my office. And he pointed up on the wall. He said, I've been given hundreds of awards. The only award I've put up on my wall is a letter from his daughter. Come again? He said, come next door. I went into the colonel's office. I went into the captain's office. I went into the first lieutenant, the second lieutenant. They all have these letters framed. Then I went to the mess hall and people started standing up. Please tell his daughter this. That man read that letter every day. Every day. Every day. And in a binder, he wrote a letter back to her every day that he was away from her. I have binder after binder that I took home to her. Listen, when you write a letter, do not expect, is that 20 minutes? No, I'm just kidding. Do not expect anything back. I wrote a letter to my mother 20 years, 3 months. Nothing. On the 17th day, I got a letter. Be faithful because that's what God was to us, is faithful. Amen. Write a letter to your significant other or somebody you love. Write a letter to each one of your children. Do not let me hear, well, I just spoke last week. Dave, I've got to talk to you. Okay. I get my cell phone out readily. I sent my son a text. Click. Call me back. He said, I think we got cut off. No, I said, I don't talk to people that don't follow instructions. I told you to pick up a pen and a letter and give it to him. That was on Tuesday. Wednesday, he called me back and he said, I laid a letter on my son's bed. My son went in and read it. He came out. Hug me. He was going to commit suicide that night because he thought his dad didn't love him. Listen, guys, we got to engage. Women, you too. So you're writing it to your children, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is. And then I need you to write one more letter. I need you to write a letter to somebody that inspired you, that helped you along the way. Guys, there's no self-made anybody. People always tell me, man, hey, you rose up the ranks and you did so good. No, I didn't. I had tons of employees. In my company, when you come in to interview, we had a company that designed a process that you have to fill out a deal. It's called predictive profiles. And in there, only thing that I'm after is a person that's a giver. I don't care about anything else. I can teach you. Out of every 100 people that we interview, we get one. In my company, if you drive past somebody that's broke down, you will be terminated. We lose 25% of our revenue every week. And I plead with God, man, what are you doing? I'm doing what you want me to do. But we still lose it. Write a letter to my mentor who passed away last year. I wrote a letter. And just before he died, I went in. And on his bed was that letter. Guys, you have, ladies, people, guys is a general term, You have the power to heal. Let your words do it. My book will be out. All you have to do is write me. I'll send you a copy if you were here. If you buy it, 100% of the proceeds goes to One Spark. The other half goes to my wife. One day I'll explain that. The devil finds the most unbelievable things to poke you, and if you don't respond, he'll find something else. I'm going through a storm in my own marriage where my wife sees no value in what I'm doing. And so it's tough. I haven't said this, but I thought it. Get thee behind me, Satan. But I've never said it. But when you sell out, it doesn't matter if your wife agrees with you. It doesn't matter if your business partner agrees with you. It doesn't matter. Listen, I have no friends. They all think I'm a lunatic. I have one friend in Jesus Christ. 1 minute, and I'm wrapping up. I have one friend in Jesus Christ. I will challenge you to set your sights on becoming a powerful letter writer that you write 3 to 5 letters every week. I've had postcards made for me. I did about 15 of them, and I stuck them in the mail this morning. I do that often. I send about 30 to 40 every week. Never fail. Somebody calls me and said, how did you know I struggled? How did you know I was struggling? Listen, it's been my pleasure. Hopefully I've given you one nugget that will make life a little better. Thank you. Thank you.